Welcome everybody. I'd like to bring the meeting to January 7th, 2019, Berkeley County Board of Commissioners. And we're going to have open invitation plus rules by Mr. Greg Allen.
Board. Thank you for bringing us together here tonight, this group of people. A family with a common goal, making Berkeley County a better place to live. Grant us the character to be tolerant and open-minded toward those of us who may have different ideas and opinions. And grant us the wisdom and the discipline to stay focused on our goals. And grant us the knowledge and good common sense that allows us to make sound decisions in this meeting and elsewhere in our lives. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Public comments, 3 minutes per person.
Mr. Chair, County Commissioners, distinguished guests, my name is John Sapper. I'm the administrator at Berkeley Correctional Institution over on Cooper Hill Road. First of all, thanks for your time. Just wanted to say that we have approximately 470 employees at Berkeley. Right now we're at 92 vacancies with 70 entry-level positions. And I'm excited to announce that our COPAT testing is eliminated effective January 1st, 2019, which will help speed up our process. Also, we are going to be open starting Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, to assist anyone in the county or anybody that would like to have a job in filling out their applications at the facility. If they'd like to fill out an application, our number is 252-794-8600, and just ask for a personnel section, and we'd love to get you on board. We have positions all the way from entry level all the way to medical positions as well. So we have maintenance, and we also have some supervisory positions in the future. So we look forward to getting the word out. Thank you all for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Any other public comments? There are no other public comments. We're going to go into a public hearing. First public hearing is going to be amendment to the Berkeley County Flood Damage Prevention Ordinance. The board has reviewed the proposed changes for the regulatory flood protection elevations as recommended by the planning board for several months. And at this time, the public hearing is open for comments from the audience. Do we have any comments reference flood? Okay. We're going to close the public hearing. I need a motion for this.
A motion to approve the amendment to the floodplain prevention ordinance.
I'll be going to the 5 foot area.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Public hearing number 2, Tri-County Airport Height Restriction Ordinance. In May of 2018, the Board of Commissioners received the recommendation by the Planning Board to present this ordinance, which would initiate by the Tri-County Airport Authority. The Commissioners held a work session and made several clarifications to ensure that no use of land or water in the coverage area would be created to make bird strike hazards, such as a constructing of a waterfowl impoundment. Need a motion to approve this Tri-County Airport height restriction? Yes.
Public hearing first.
I'm sorry. Any comments? We have no comments. You have a motion, please?
Motion to approve.
You have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Mr. Ray was supposed to be here with an evaluation tax team. I don't believe he's going to be here today, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Brian Harville, President of Vidant Bertie Chowan Hospitals.
Thank you for having me. Again, my name is Brian Harville, President of Vidant Bertie and Vidant Chowan Hospitals. Wanted to talk to you a little bit about a healthcare issue that we're facing, not just here in Bertie County, but across the state. Before I do, I wanted to introduce Erica Monzel, she's from our communications department in Greenville. Lillian Joyner is with our marketing and development council at Bertie Hospital, and Brian White is our strategic development officer at Vidant Chowan and Vidant Bertie. So again, wanted to talk to you briefly about a healthcare issue that we're facing. Happy to take any questions afterwards. Recently, the state treasurer has made some remarks regarding the state health plan and his solution in providing healthcare or health insurance to state employees. Unfortunately, that solution comes to the tune of a $400 million reimbursement cut to hospitals across the state of North Carolina. And what we're asking for right now is just an opportunity to speak to the treasurer to let him know how devastating those cuts would be, not only to locally, but as a system and across the state, particularly in eastern North Carolina. For Vidant Health specifically, it's about a $40 million annual reimbursement reduction for us. And I tell you that Vidant Health is a not-for-profit organization, which means that we take all of our margins and profits and put them back into the organization, into the infrastructure and equipment, in order for us to continue to provide the quality care to the citizens that we serve. We're not a for-profit, we're not publicly traded, we don't have stockholders that we have to pay those dollars with, so it goes back into the company. And I tell you that, as I keep it in perspective as I give you this math problem with Vidant Bertie specifically, if you look back over the last 10 years at Vidant Bertie Hospital, we have had a $3.8 million operating positive profit. That's despite the last 2 out of 3 years, we've had a pretty significant loss there. But over the last 10 years, over that history, we've had a positive $3.8 million margin. In the same token, we have spent $7 million in capital outlay for the hospital down the street. We've had to buy stretchers and tables for the clinics, emergency room and operating room equipment, inpatient beds. You know, it's a gorgeous facility. If it's not the newest, it's one of the newest in the system. But it's 18 years old, and just like your house, things are starting to break down on us. So right now we're putting up new air handlers to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars. So that $7 million goes quick. So you see, we brought in 3.8, we've spent 7. So without the system support and Vidant Health support subsidizing us in order to continue providing that care and providing those assets, I kind of worry about our future and sustainability without Vidant support. With these cuts that are being proposed, I dare say our sustainability would be in question without Vidant support. Not their willingness, but their ability to provide the same level of subsidy that they have in the past. One of the other ways that Vidant has helped us, not just inside the walls of the hospital, there's many ways, but this is just one example, and some of you are familiar with it, the community benefit grants that we get each year. So Vidant Health Foundation gives Luann Joyner's department $100,000 a year, and organizations in this community put in applications to get some of those dollars. We've been doing that for over 10 years, so we've put in over $1 million in this area, in all the areas that Vidant serves. We've done things like book bag buddies, and food pantry, and teach kids to swim. And again, it's one of those ways, this is outside the walls of the hospital, but if Vidant Health does not have the bandwidth that they have in the past, it starts to make me wonder what else is going to kind of feel the impact of these cuts. So again, what we're asking for is a timeout and for the treasurer to take a pause for us to have a conversation about the devastating cuts that are being proposed right now and what we can do to help change that solution so it's not on the backs of the hospitals across the state of North Carolina. Happy to entertain any questions. I think we're going to have some handouts for you to take with her going around.
Who on the legislative level have you spoke to so far?
Sure. We had an advocacy meeting in Greenville right before the holiday that brought representation from across the 29 county region. We're also asking members of all of the communities that Vidant serves to reach out to their elected officials and let them know their opinion on whether or not this is the best solution. conversations had both officially and then with members of our team and communities reaching out to our commissions person.
First of all, let me say that, you know, we all know that Vidant Bertie has been a tremendous community partner here for this county. You guys have lived up to the promise you made back when you first decided to come in and run the hospital here. Kind of on the same line that Chairman Trent spoke about, have you had specific conversations with the legislators for the area that these two hospitals, you know, involved? Because first of all, two of them are new to position in terms of Bob's, you know, Steinberg and also Ed Goodwin. And I think that's the linchpin, because the other two, Howard Hunter and Erica Smith, are in favor of additional support for local hospitals, specifically in favor of Medicaid expansion, which would bring additional support dollars and enlarge the pool, right? And I know, because I campaigned against Mr. Goodwin, but he is open to consideration of this. In fact, couldn't really pin him on it, but what he said was that he would be in favor of studying to see if this was worthy. So I think, you know, that's who the treasurer is going to listen to, right? For the legislators, for the community around these hospitals, right? So having a direct conversation with these folks, I think, could go a long way in terms of trying to get their support. I know from being out there for a year on the campaign trail, a lot of the citizens don't understand the dynamics around how you keep a hospital like we have here in this community and the financial impact, right? So we talk about things like Medicaid expansion and what that would do. Folks really don't sometimes get it until you explain it. But when you explain it, I think they get it pretty well in terms of what it would do. That's why so many states, the majority of states now, have moved over to expand Medicaid. So if you would consider that, or if anything that we could do as commissioners to be a part of bringing that those folks to the table.
All four of those names are on the list. If they're not on my calendar this month, they will be in the first week of February.
That's good. I invited Mr. Ed Goodwin here to our next meeting on February the 4th.
Okay.
And we'll see if his schedule will allow him to be here. But I think you'd be surprised that he might be open at least to considering this. So.
I would just like to say any cut to the hospital certainly would be a travesty, particularly to a very small rural county. And if the commissioners could do a resolution or whatever to support you in this effort, just let us know.
These cuts aren't new. OB services is one of the ones, I think, in the plan that's about a 22% reimbursement cut. We don't deliver babies here in Windsor, but we do in Edenton. We do about a baby a day, so 350 or so a year.
We do
it's not a
money
maker, but it's a service that we provide that prevents those families.
You need a service.
It is a service. It prevents those families from having to go an hour away. We have 39 babies delivered in the month of December. In the western part of the state, they've already quit delivering babies in certain hospitals because of that reimbursement issue.
Any other questions?
No question. I'd just like to publicly thank you and Vidant Bertie for being such great community partners. I know firsthand I've seen, been side by side painting in a Habitat house with you.
Please don't critique me on my painting.
No. And also at the food bank. And I'm sure there's many, many other areas that y'all provide services for. So I know the backpack program. So thank you for being such great community partners.
Anything else, Bob? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Ms. Anna Phipps.
Good evening. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
My name is Anna Phipps. I'm from the Lawrence County Herald. Thank you for having me. I'm here to discuss Crossroads 2019 with you all.
The roads are all about to quit.
Ditto. The crossroads.
Crossroads 2019. For our largest magazine, the special section that we put throughout the year, this year's edition was themed as the day in the life of Brett Montanari. Editorial message will focus on the people and places in the area that within what we have to offer. Crossroads 2019 will serve as a look at what we have positive in our area and the people who live in. We'll insert 9,000 copies of the magazine into the Rutherford County News Herald on February 23rd and the Gates County FedEx on February 28th. The magazine has a shelf life of 1 year. Our readership area will be Bertie, Herford, Northampton, Gates County. Extra copies will be printed and distributed to our Chambers of Commerce and Economic Development Commissions in our four county area. These types of offices often use this section as a selling tool for our region. Last year, Bertie County purchased a premium position on page 3, and I'm seeking participation again this year at the cost of... I'm seeking Bertie County's participation again this year. Last year, you all had page 3 at the cost of $15.50, and if you would like to have more visibility and opportunity to increase,
Manager, we just need a consensus. Anybody have any comments in reference to this?
I like the page 3, 1550.
Yeah.
Okay. Same thing we did last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's got wide distribution around this area.
Well, let me ask you a question. Who's going to decide? I mean, we need to put something together as far as what's going to be going in this.
The last few years, we've tried to assemble a draft with help and leadership from the paper. I think we distribute that to the board. We all critique, make comments, suggestions of things to change. And if you have ideas of focus, themes, photos, or messages that we need to be on task for, just let us. What is the deadline that we would be shooting for to finalize our copy?
Finalized deadline was going to be February 1st.
Okay. Well, I think a consensus or a motion, whatever you all are comfortable with, but page 3, I think, is a really strong...
Any other questions? I have a motion.
Make a motion, we go to page 3.
You have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Much curious. Thank you. Nursing home, adult care home advisory. Mr. Melvin Askew is recommended to go on this board. Has he got an application?
One is pending, but he has been screened by the ombudsman from Region Q and Middle East Commission.
Okay.
And we really need to fill this position.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We have a motion.
Move to approve, Mr. Wiggins.
Second.
You mean Mr. Askew?
Mr. Askew.
Second.
All in favor?
Mr. Askew.
Aye. Okay, Mr. Askew for the Nursing Home Advisory Committee. Planning Board, Jim Wiggins. Mr. Jim Wiggins has applied for this vacancy.
Make a motion, we approve Mr. Wiggins.
You have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Consent agenda. Minutes for regular meeting, 12/3/2018.
Can I take these one at a time, Mr. Chair?
We can.
I'd like to call for discussion on the first one, please. To my fellow commissioners and also members of the public who are here, this agenda minutes for this meeting include the statements concerning the election of officers for this board. And it has come to my attention via a public statement that has been made by one of our commissioners that causes me to have some questions about the validity of this statement and what this statement really means to our election process and to this county. Now, all the commissioners have already seen it already, but just to make sure that I jog everybody's memory on this, if you could pass that around so everybody has one, and I will read it for the record, because I have a couple of questions in terms of what this means and what it meant to these minutes and to that election process. This statement was made by Commissioner Tammy Lee, and this is a Facebook post that was written, and to my knowledge, this post came in sometimes after on or after December the 6th, and it reads, "We were ready to give her another year until last month's meeting. She should have gaveled Ishmael when he started attacking me, but she let it continue. We have a policy of public comments, and it clearly was not followed. There was nothing racial about it. Those that know me well know I love everyone. Did you read the text?" I only have two questions that I want to ask to my fellow commissioner, Commissioner Lee. First of all, is this statement accurate? And if it is, who is this we that we're ready to do this?
Accurate as to...
As to, did you write this? Is this what you said?
It was not a Facebook post.
Oh, what was it then?
It was a private message. We had one of our citizens ask...
Private message on Facebook?
Yes.
Yeah, that's an open public...
No.
The county commissioner, the county manager has told us about this, and several times we learned this in ethics training.
Okay.
If you, as a commissioner, make a statement in a public
you
media...
You asked me a question.
And
I'm
you didn't...
I'm attempting to answer that question. Now, if you'd like to answer, let me finish.
Yeah, I'd like, but I want you to know that it is a public statement.
It was a Facebook message, not on Facebook. It's on Messenger. It's totally two different things. Anyways, we had a citizen ask what had happened at our meeting, and so instead of going on Facebook and putting it out there, I private messaged her on Messenger. That statement, yes, okay, so that's
so the statement is true.
So yes, the statement is true. We, there were some of the commissioners talking one-on-one, well, two of the commissioners, and one commissioner-elect was talking one-on-one. We never got together, we never broke any laws. I've been called a criminal, y'all, because supposedly I broke some open meetings law. We never got together. It's nothing different than what has happened every year since I've been elected. We have talked about who was going to be chair every year. So, yes. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, so what I heard, Ms. Lee, is that you and other commissioners outside of this public body agreed that you were going to support Commissioner Bazemore. But because of what a public citizen stated in this meeting, you decided not to do that.
No.
This is what you said. We were ready to give her another year until...
Until. This is so not the place for this. But
it's exactly
not based
the place
on what the gentleman said. It was based on her inactions of what the gentleman said.
Because he had negative comments about you and what you had said, right? Now, this we, Commissioner Atkins, were you part of this?
There was some discussion, yes.
And you agreed that you were going to give it to Commissioner Bazemore, but because of these statements by a citizen, you decided not to do that? Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, there was discussion. I don't know if there's any ever total agreement.
Well, according to Ms. Lee, you agreed to it.
So there was some discussion.
Commissioner Trent, Chairman Trent, were you a part of this?
There was some discussion referenced, yes.
Only the three of you, none of the other commissioners, we were not asked to be involved in this. Is that correct?
It's no different than when you called to say, I'm going to vote for, you called to tell me that you were going to vote for Commissioner Bazemore for a second year.
Did I ask you to do anything, though?
No. No, and I've not asked them, or they didn't
but
ask me.
You said you agreed here. That's what you said. You agreed.
But I didn't ask.
Oh, they just agreed without you asking?
Yeah, I never asked.
Oh.
I never asked.
I wonder how you get agreement when nobody asks.
I never asked.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the problem. The meeting behind the scenes and determining how things go.
Once again,
this is what
no
we do.
I have
the floor, thank you.
Done in the past. It's no different.
I don't know a single commissioner who has only talked to a few of us about who they might support and who they would not support for this board. To me, that sounds like you're conspiring.
When you called about Bazemore on her second term,
then I called who?
When you called me, and to ask about her being a chair for the second time.
Oh,
I'd like to know what that was. You called me and asked
the
me.
The only person. No. That is not true. You know that it's not true.
Oh yes, it's true.
Okay. Well, here's the statement in black and white that shows what you did. And you put this out there in the public as a public statement.
It was not a public statement.
Anytime you do it on Messenger, it's just a delivery service. It is still, as a commissioner, any statement you put in writing in the public media is a public record. And that's what this is. And it shows what you were trying to do and what you were successful in doing. Okay? And this is not the way we should be governing in this county, I assure you that. It's not the way we should be governing.
Thank you. Approve the minutes for regular meeting December 3rd, 2018.
Move to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Approve amendments for work session 12/13/2018. Is there a motion?
Make a motion.
Have a second? I'm sorry?
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Approve the minutes for closed session 12/13/2018.
Move to approve.
Have a second. Have a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Approve Registrar's Deeds Fees Report December 2018.
Make a motion.
Have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Tax Department Release Journal November 2018. Have a motion?
So moved.
Have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Soil and water documents including MOU, Memorandum of Understanding with USDA, North Carolina DOA, and the Bertie Soil and Water Conservation District. Do I have a motion?
Move to approve.
Have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any budget amendments, Mr. Manager?
Housing, there's low-income energy assistance through Department of Social Services. Every year there's an additional allocation. And they have clients waiting for these funds. This is an annual increase or expansion of the low-income energy.
Okay. Any motion on that then?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Ms. Anna, we've already taken care of you. Teacher Housing Initiative and next steps following. You want to step on this?
Yeah, I'd like to call up Steve Bix, too, the Economic Development Director. And since we have been working on this project together, along with other members of the board and other members of the county. First of all, let me commend Economic Development Director Steve Bix for the work he's put in on this and the contacts that he has. That is helping to make this project for teacher housing a reality in this county. First thing that I want to say to the citizens here is that the State Employees Foundation has approved the financing for this project, 100%. 15-year loan at 0% interest. The only holdup that we have right now is that we need a local amendment before the legislature, the state legislature, that would allow the Windsor Township Development Corporation to be the holder of that debt for the housing project. We put through, or Senator Erica Smith put through a bill late in the last year. It got hung up in committee. We could not get it, or they could not get it out of committee at the end. She tried to get it on the floor in the special session that they just ended, but they agreed not to hear any local bills in that session, or very few of them. I spoke to Ms. Smith just earlier today, and she tells me that she has spoken to Senator Rabin, and the new bill will be ready January the 28th. It will be filed and on the floor effective Monday, February the 4th. She is speaking again with Speaker Rayburn on Wednesday of this week. She expects to get and hopes to get his support and the support of others. She has spoken to Senator Steinberg. He has not given a full committal at this point, but he is willing to consider it. I have asked her to speak to Mr. Goodwin about it. He's still new, not sworn in yet, but hopes that he will support this as well. Let me give you a little bit about it so everybody knows. It's 24 two-bedroom, two-bath apartments for teachers, the primary tenant, teachers in this county, state and local county employees when we cannot fill it or fill it with teachers. But we believe strongly that it will be filled by teachers for many, many years. The first project in the state was done over in Ahoskie 14 years ago. The first 13 years was only teachers. This is the first year they had two apartments. They had to look for other local county, well, actually did teachers outside of Ahoskie. But we believe in a survey we did that, I believe the number was 101 teachers said that if it was available today, they would want it, okay? So it's two bedroom, two bath units, eight apartments in each building, three buildings. We have the lot, the property that has been donated to us by the town of Windsor. It's on MLK, is it Drive? Or
it's Drive,
which used to be the old Harold Heights. If you know where the meat market is, it's down toward the meat market across the bridge down from Vita, right? It's a beautiful piece of property. It's going to be on the other side of the road on 17 is where we plan to build our new library and corporate extension building. So it will be a beautiful site for it, very visible. And it is needed to be able to attract new teachers and higher skilled teachers and retain the better teachers that we have because there's a lack of housing. A lot of our teachers live out in other counties. When opportunities become available in those other counties, they often leave us. So we can get them housing here, make them a part of this community, we believe they will stay. The county manager, Commissioner Steve, we've worked on this project for well over 2 years. We got a little sidetracked when the hurricane hit us and we had to put all our resources toward that, but we got back on track a few months back and brought in the foundation people, State Employees Foundation here. They were really impressed with the application that we put through for funding. I want to say a little bit about how impressed they were. When Steve and I went to see them on December the 12th, Wednesday, they gave us a little bit of a surprise. They told us that not only had they approved all of our financing, but they were going to give us a 6-month free with no payments to the loan in our first year. That, ladies and gentlemen, generates an additional $101,400 in funds to operate the complex. That is beyond the almost $200,000 that the Township Development Corporation already has in the bank. So we don't plan to have to spend any of that money. We plan for that money to be there, and as we go down the line, we can use that money for other such development projects. Now, according to Ms. Smith, that it's going to be, again, bill ready on the 28th of January, on the floor on the 4th, and we hope to get a quick vote. Steve and I also spoke with Fred Mills, who has built 5 of the 6 other such projects that have been financed by the State Employees Foundation. And our thinking was to see if he would validate the numbers that were approved for us in the budget request to the foundation. As we said, Mills, you've built 5 of these 6. With the money that's been agreed to finance this project, can you build what we want for this amount of money? And he says, absolutely. And he actually gave us 3 different kind of arrangements around a contract. He could do it as a straight contract, he could do it as a max payment, and any savings would be kicked back to us, or he could do it as a cost plus.
We originally ruled out Cost Plus. But when you look at his reputation, what he's done on the other six, the foundation favors the max budget and any savings reduced. On every one of those five projects had money kicked back at the end. And that max budget can be done within the $2 million and some plus dollars that we're asking for from them. We also have a grant, as you, many of you know, from Golden Leaf for the rest. And the town and the county are eliminating some of the payments that would be needed for the financing of licensing and things like that.
That grant's for $250,000 from Golden Leaf to go towards sewer, water tap hookups, things of that nature, mm-hmm. and also for outside lighting if possible.
Absolutely.
Anything to do with utilities.
So our goal, ladies and gentlemen, is to try to have a contract ready for consideration by the end of this month. And we want to be able to move aggressively. We will not be able to have this complex ready by next school year. Can't be done. Oh, I guess it could be done, but the cost of it would be prohibitive because he would have to lock in the contractors to take them away from other jobs, and it would be more costly. So we're looking for the second year, not in this coming school year, but the next. And it would be up and ready by late March or April of that year, which would give them all the summer to be able to attract and get people in. And remember, we have no payment start until day one, and they're full. And we get those 6 months worth of full payments, $101,400, to put in our little bankroll to help us down the line. 0% interest, 15 years. And as we get into it, if we decide we want to build more or do something else, they would be open to that as well. Steve, I know I missed something. Tell me what we missed.
I think you really did hit all the high notes. There were some changes that they talked about that we might want to do to the structure itself that they have done. And two things that I did want to say. Freddie Mills and his dad, Fred, do have a connection here to Bertie County. His daughter is married to Warner Perry's son from Colbert. That's number one. But number two, the credit union could not overemphasize how much they enjoyed working with Freddie, and especially since they had to work with another group in Charlotte on the last one. Because what they were saying was that, and this was a credit union, they I guess they've got a little bit of play in this game, but since they're the ones loaning the money, but what they were saying was, he's the best they've ever dealt with. And Freddie and his family now have built, he said, we are proud to say we have now built 1,000 of these, and we can document that we have built 1,000. And so he's got one up in the infield he has invited us to go look at, which we certainly want to do. One thing that has changed that over the former five that he built and the one that they built, not, I said Charlotte, it was
Ashland,
was that now, instead of them having the contract will actually come to the Township. Windsor Township Development Corporation. Before, on all the others that they had built, it was the credit union held the contract until it was finished with Mills Construction. But other than that, yes, sir, I think you hit all the high notes that I just luckily brought this piece of paper.
a couple of things, Steve, that, you know, we were concerned about, could we handle the capacity to be able to deal with this, right? But it really doesn't work that way. They are making the payments, so they are the ones who are going to approve the payments as well to having been made, and their familiarization with him kind of shortens that process. The other thing is that when you look at, if we went with an outside firm, and we could do this, we could bid this out. Yes. Really?
Yes, sir. And if you want a contract at the end of the month, we can start a bid process, I suppose, because it sounds like we're going to do it. We'll see how we'll probably get it, but Windsor Township's a public body, and all public bodies have to deal with construction. I thought the State Employees Credit Union was going to be handling construction.
No.
If you're going to be doing it correct, I think it's going to be that.
Well, that's a change that they made, Mr. Smith, that the contract would be directly with the, just with us. And in the past, the contract was kind of with them until they turned it over to us upon completion.
I mean, that was my understanding.
Yeah.
Sort of, so you were borrowing the money, but I thought,
yeah,
I,
that's
I
true.
Hadn't thought it through. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that.
That is a change.
If they're doing that, you're going to have to bid it, I'm sure.
Okay. All right. Now, well, then we need to get on that process, because we don't want to hold this thing up. We want it to go through. And now, so that their preference, since they're loaning the money, they still don't get a say-so about that.
Your board...
It's borrowing the money.
Your board would be...
Let me step in here real quick. The Windsor Commission is a board that was put together years ago from monies that were given back to the townships in reference to the railways being taken out, and that money was put in account, and they formed a commission, which is a board. No different than an economic board, a board that has, and Mr. Wesson is an officer on that board. Mr. Spivey, who used to be the mayor of Windsor, is an officer on that board. And they're the ones that have applied for this, and the money would come back. I guess what you're saying, Mr. Smith?
The Windsor Town Commission would be the one to bid it out.
Exactly.
You don't have to take the cheapest bid. Just like in anything, and you could, you know, we built years ago the health department building, for example. I think it was the health department. It was one of them right there. It was construction manager at risk.
Okay.
So, you know, that might, this might be something y'all want to look at, as, because it sounds like to me he's a, I call it a beginning to end type of guy to do it all. Or, I mean, I think you're going to have to bid it in some fashion.
Well, that's good to, that's good to know, Lord, because we, if that's the case, and I believe what you're saying is true, so we need to be on that process. Now, when we looked at them, there was a significant savings potential in that if we went with them, all of the plans, because all of these buildings are virtually the same on the inside, they're different, what they call elevations, and look on the outside. Right, and so you can make them look different, but they all 2-bedroom, 2-bath, 8 units in each building, 3 buildings. So the plans belong to the foundation. So our savings was that we can use these plans.
Well, I mean, that's why I'm saying it sounds perfect for construction management
or
design build contracts or sign build, because he's already got the plans and nobody's, and I'm not advocating
right.
for him. I'm just
I hear you. No,
I don't know who he is.
Right.
But if he's already got it, and that's who the lender likes for the money, it seems like to me that it'd be hard for somebody to underbid him if he's already got the plans.
I think that's right, especially for the cost of this project. And the reason his numbers came in so low is because they do have access to all of that, and they've done it a zillion times. So that's, thank you. Thank you very much. So we need to add that to our process and get it moving. And get it moving. But I think this is can be a great development for Berkshire County, you know? If you've seen any plans, we have some pictures we can show you sometimes, but they do beautiful work. So, thanks.
Okay. Anything else, Steve?
No, sir.
Okay. Calendar review. January 9th, Chair and Vice Chair Training, Raleigh. January 10th to the 11th, NCACC Legislative Goal Conference, Raleigh. Commissioner Bazemore is the voting delegate. January 10th, 7 p.m., Mayors and Commissioners meet at Heritage House Restaurant. January 14th, 2 p.m., board work session with MHA Works to review final design, library, and corporate extension project, and other items as necessary. Any other questions on that?
How many commissioners will be attending the mayor's meeting? Because I know I'll be out of town.
I will be.
Okay.
Anything else? Mm-hmm. Commissioner's report. The town of Lewiston was awarded a $150,000 grant through Kate B. Reynolds Foundation for a community building. Community buildings will be tied into several different things. It'll be an education center also. It's going to be working through Roanoke Chilwell Community College. We'll be offering training classes out there, CDL classes out there, and numerous other things. Be computers set up in there also. Hive House is completed. After-school programs are going to start as soon as we get our CO. And calling that after the first of the year, which was going to be around February, end of January, first of February, right in that area. And moving forward on that, I'm going to tell Pastor Corden, who's not here this evening, thank you for donating the land, which is 5 acres for this project. And we'll commence probably in the next 6 weeks in breaking ground out there. Mr. Atkins, you have any more?
Yes, sir.
Mr. West?
Yes, I do. First of all, I'd like to say that, and I think I've mentioned this before, but I did extend an invitation, Scott, to our new House member that's going to represent Bertie County, Ed Goodwin. He's from Edenton, and to come and speak and present to us, if you will, at our February meeting. So I'm waiting, and he's going to ask him to check his schedule, Scott, and see if he can make that, and if not February, then as soon as he could. But I'd like to get him in here. I think it's a good opportunity to talk to him about some of the things we have on our plate that we'd like to do, and we'd like to get his help and support for. And I think he is our elected official, and I think he'll we want his help. That's the first thing. The second thing, and I'm going to read this statement here because I want to make sure that I read this exactly as I wrote it here. Commissioner comments. Approximately 3 weeks ago, I received a call from the county manager asking me if I had seen a Facebook trail post from a DHS employee in which that employee stated that several of my campaign signs were still on the roadway. I told the county manager that I had not seen that message. I had been home with my mother, who was seriously ill at that time. But anyway, he went on to tell me that Commissioner Lee had made comments on that person's post where she said about my signs on the roadway, "You should get you one. They are great for target practice." So the question that I have is that why would a sitting commissioner encourage a citizen to remove private property that I paid for with my money and then to encourage a person to use those signs for target practice? Gunplay. What's the point of that?
Okay, so we've already hashed all this out in an email. This is just grandstanding. But
really?
I contacted the Board of Voter Elections. I had a couple of folks ask me about his signs. We have 30 days to get the signs up. It was after the 30-day time frame. So I called the Board of Elections. Sheila said, "Let me check." She called me back. She said, "Yeah, after 30 days, they're free to anybody that wants them." So when this individual put it on Facebook, they do make great target practice. My husband was using one the other day, not one of Ron's, but somebody's. They make great target practice for zeroing in rifles and that kind of thing. You don't have to worry about their freestanding. We are in a hunting community. This individual actually showed a picture of the sign that she used and spray painted it and put happy birthday on it for somebody. So they do make great stuff. And if somebody's picking them up to use for whatever reason, then they're not littering our county like the ones that are still out there. So,
well, let me say, first of all, I spoke to Ms. Holloman, and Ms. Holloman said she never said that there was okay for anybody to take them. They are my private property, and if anybody has a problem with them, they could have done one of two things. They could have called me, could have sent me a message, or they could have filed a complaint. But not only were some of my signs out there, sure they were, and my opponent's signs out as well at the very same time. But your comment was only about my signs and that somebody should take one of my signs off the road and that they could use them for target practice?
If I have any out there, I'd appreciate anybody taking
And use them for target practice,
whatever.
Right?
Yeah, just get them so they're not littering.
Well, see, that's the kind of statement made in the public, okay, that shows disrespect for private property, and you encourage people to take actions like this, to take a person's private property and use them for target practice? Ms. Lee, this is crazy. This is nonsense. This is a public statement that you made to people. This was on Facebook. What is the purpose of this? If you talk about somebody wanting to start stuff and keep stuff out there in this community, you're doing this all the time. Nobody else is doing this. Nobody else makes these kinds of crazy posts out there. We've been warned about this. But you continue to do it. It's insulting. I want to let you know.
It was not meant to be insulting at all.
Thank you.
It was meant
thank
to
you.
Answer
That's
the
enough.
Public.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Ms. Baseball.
I was absent for the parade in the county luncheon because I was being sworn in Raleigh. That was December the 6th. Also, I enjoyed supporting U.S. House Representative Candace Smith at her swearing in on Saturday. I want to thank Commissioner Wesson for addressing the big elephant in the room. In order for this board to move forward, certain issues must be resolved. And I would love for our county attorney to give us the legality on that at our work session on these incidents. Because I just don't believe that, you know, we are behaving as a board should behave right now. You know, we know we vote yearly, and it's everybody's right, but to actually to do conclusion, colluding, to put someone out, and I thought your work was based on your performance to your community versus protecting a fellow board member. So if we could work on that, I would appreciate it.
Ms. Lee.
Yes, I also attended the swearing in for our new House of Representatives, Ed Goodwin. It was very touching. He had some personal, like his son that's serving over in Afghanistan, led us in the Pledge of Allegiance, which I thought was really special. It was actually at Camp Hale, yes, over in Hartford. And what a beautiful site that is now. It's been years since I've been there. They've got some new buildings, so if you're looking a place to have a family reunion or anything along those lines, they have a beautiful new building there. So it was really beautiful. Our airport authority meeting has been pushed to next week since I will be at the legislative conference. And they will be thrilled to know that we passed this height ordinance so we can move forward with what we need to do as an authority. Went to the board of directors for our association meeting, and we had two gentlemen there talking about the upcoming presidential election. And they were saying that North Carolina will be one of those deciding states, which is exciting. That we will be once again filing and voting early. So if there's anything you'd like to file for, an elected position that you want to file for on December, will, from what I understand from these gentlemen, will be the filing date. And that's all I have.
Virginia Commissioner's Report, Reference Schools.
Before I continue, are you asking based on what I know in the community, or are you asking based on my feedback?
Everything. Oh,
okay. Well, I have a couple of things to say. The first thing I have to say is that is a very good idea as far as having a place to stay for teachers, because some of my teachers, which are early college teachers, they do live in different counties. And sometimes they do think about moving to, they can live over there, so they're trying to find using positions over there because, you know, gas money, you know, save money, stuff like that. So I think that's a very good idea because they talk about it all the time. I be dropping it. That's a very good idea. That's a very, very good idea. Another thing I heard that I really like is, or I should suggest, other than I guess I should suggest, the, I want to say altercations, but the way that we are addressing, I think that it should be, maybe it should be like one meeting one day with like all the commissioners, you know, and I'm not saying that's speaking of commissioners, but you know, maybe just the commissioners in general, and y'all actually just get everything out we're supposed to say, you know, to be on the same page. I mean, it's a whole new year, which means we are on a whole new mindset, a whole new foot. Everything behind us is behind us, which means we see things differently now, you know, in order to officially do things better than we're supposed to. It's gotta be all on the same page. All on the same page, all on the same mind, with the same goals in mind to actually accomplish anything that we want to achieve. And as far as the county in general, I haven't really heard anything bad or anything good either. So I guess that's pretty good. So that's all I have to say.
Okay. Mr. Jordan.
I begin my statement. I want to say, can we please give my counterpart a round of applause? Okay, so first, I want to address our relations. Because I love history, I'm telling you, I love history, folks. Because the point of history is you're supposed to A, learn your heritage, and you're supposed to B, learn the mistakes that your precursors made before you. So, as stated by our American history book, in the times of the American History War, I mean the American Revolutionary War, it was said that united we stand, but divided we fall. Correct? Okay, so I ask, how can we move this county forward if we're only pulling each other back?
That's right.
We cannot do that. If we have any grievances, any wrongdoings that we think are wrong to each other, yes, we must confront each other, but I do not think that we should do it in public view. Although it may be right, it may be wrong, I'm not saying that because I am a man of morality, but it's questionable about these defenses, it really is. But I'm not here to state on that because I am not a judge, I'm not an attorney, I do not study law, I study plants. That's my career, I study plants. But that's as far as I want to go with that. As far as with my community, because over, the thing about being in virtually early college is when we don't have tests, and don't take this away from me, but when we don't have tests, I can get out and I can be a little active with community service. And I actually went to my home school, Corrine Elementary School, almost an academy. Oh, I forget. I went there, and a couple teachers, they came to me and they congratulated me about my office, and they also asked me to say something on their behalf, because they don't get to come to meetings like this. As you know, they have lesson plans, and for whoever knows, they have a lot of tests. But anyway, they asked me to ask about their finances, because as I can understand, they are missing a check of some sort that they get. So I have nothing to do with it, because I know the government is kind of shut down right this second. Hopefully it will be up and running soon, but it's kind of shut down for a second. But if we can get a resolution to that, I think that that would be very, very good in the hearts of our teachers that we're about to go and build some apartments for. It's only fair that we give them a little bit of money so they can potentially, you know, give us a little bit of return on this. As for anything else that I see here, I believe that everything else has been good and tidy order. So that concludes my thoughts.
Okay. Thank you. County manager?
No.
Mr. Attorney?
I need to go into closed session.
Okay. Need to go in closed session. Have a motion?
So moved.
You'll read the statute, Mr. Blessing?
Yeah. Whatever the statute is.
It's 143-318.11A, subsection 3, going to close session, consult county attorney in order to preserve the client, attorney-client privilege that exists between the attorney and the public body. I have a motion.
Also an A5.
And A5, okay.
So move for A3 and A5.
Have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Point of order briefly, is there any benefit to concluding the last public comments prior to the closed session so we don't have a gap for our audience?
That's a good idea.
Okay. Is there any public comments?
Yes.
Mark Alaska, 749 Governor's Road. First of all, I'd like to commend this young man. Both of you, I commend you for your work. Because I see, treat this like you're sitting in the seat. You're here observing. And I would like to address you, Tammy, personally. First thing, I was brought up in my household. Anything that I couldn't go to another person and say directly, I wouldn't say it. Because what's wrote on paper, once it's in black and white, it can't be taken away. The words, once you say I'm wrong and they come out wrong, they can't be taken back. And you can do more harm to yourself than another person. And as a board, I ask that you all would unite yourselves together. Let us overlook, forgive her. Because I pray that it was done, it was not done in a way that she was trying to hurt someone, but it did hurt. Because no one knows what someone else say, how it is going to offend you. So therefore, let us, this is 2019, let us move forward, be stronger, and be better. Thank you all much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Lansford. Anything else? All right, thank you. We're going to walk into this closed session. I'm sorry? We had a first or a second. Didn't call a motion of it. Okay.
Not technically, no.
Okay. Have a motion going closed session?
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
All right. We need to read statutes again.
3A.
Okay.
A,
all right. A, all in favor?
Aye.
I remember us doing that for you.
Our junior commissioners,
what
did they
say?
Want me to
get
this to
y'all?
Is that okay?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you. Excuse me.
You're fine.
Okay. Now go ahead and proceed forward. You guys good? Okay. I'd like to make a motion that we move forward with condemnation of the 10.38 acres, I believe is what it is. And put the resolution into effect as soon as possible, Mr. Attorney.
Second.
So could that motion actually bullet out these three documents?
Can I read those?
You can't. Yes, sir. You can, or you can incorporate by reference into your motion. Just,
okay.
I need you to adopt the resolution because that follows everything else.
Okay.
Everything else will automatically flow.
I make a motion we adopt the resolution that's been put together.
Second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yes, ma'am. That's all I need.
Okay. Have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Have a second.
Before you do that, I'm going to mail out the notice tomorrow.
Okay. That's all right.
Can I clarify real quick? William's reminding me. When Lloyd eventually files this paperwork, there's going to have to be a check written to the court for $120,000. We were proposing to work within the appropriation that the board made with the budget. You put in $250,000 toward the tall glass of water for the access, the road access, the parking. And it only, I think, makes sense to work within your existing appropriation rather than to do another budget amendment, pulling more money out of fund balance. And so that's the way we would like to proceed. And I think we can do that by consensus. William just wanted to be very comfortable because he doesn't often write those six-digit checks.
Everybody good with that?
That makes sense.
Okay.
The motion's already carried and all that, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
We're recessed until the 14th.
Okay, recessed to the 14th.
All right.